Blog Talk Radio.
The smiley days are coming soon. The smiley days are coming soon. The smiley days are coming soon. The smiley days are coming soon.
Welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, a place where fans not only get to hear some of the music from some of their favorite independent artists, but they also have a chance to talk to them. So join me each and every Monday right here at Urban Flavor Radio at 8 p.m. and be sure to tell someone. If you are a small business and you want to grow your business, advertise your product or services right here in the Smiley J Artist Zone. Let me help you, and we help each other. It's called the Circle of Love. If that's you, send me an email at thesmileyjartistzone@gmail.com. Again, thesmileyjartistzone@gmail.com. Moving on to some indie news. Since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, Spotify has engaged with partners across the industry on how they can support artists who have been deeply impacted by the effects of COVID-19. During these challenging times, music helps uplift us. I know it certainly does for me. Sadly, right now, thousands of creative professionals in the music industry need help. The Spotify COVID-19 Music Relief Project, along with participating organizations, they're doing their part to help independent artists. Just recently, Spotify has made monetary contributions to Music Cares, the CDC, and the WHO, as well as some other known organizations. Spotify has established a $10 million matching fund through their Spotify COVID-19 Music Relief. I think that's a wonderful thing. Hats off to Spotify for helping out the indie artists on this difficult time. All right, so if you have any listeners out there who may be in the music industry, who may also may have sustained a financial setback or hardship as a result of COVID-19, head on over to Spotify, after my show, that is, and check out the organizations that are participating in helping indie artists, and I hope that you can be a part of being a recipient of receiving some of those funds. Let me go ahead and introduce tonight's guest, Miss Tara Lavon. Miss Tara Lavon is a soulful, sultry R&B singer, songwriter, producer, mother, wife, sister girl. She's from right here from the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. DMV's got talent. So without further ado, I want to bring on Miss Tara Lavon.
Hi. Hello. How you doing?
Is that Tara there?
I'm here. How are you?
Stand by.
I'm here.
Can we do we have Tyra on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Okay, stand by. Let me just stand by 1 second. Let's go to a commercial. Let's go to commercial. Give me a moment. Having some technical difficulties.
The Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, jazz, R&B, neo-soul, reggae, and instrumentalists would love to have you on the show. Email the Smiley J Artist Zone at gmail.com for a calendar date. Hurry, dates are filling up fast.
Oh my God. Stand by, we're going to get this together. I'm not sure what's going on here. All right, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hi, Tyra, are you there? All right, if I have the engineers, I can't hear our guests. Hello. Hi, can you hear me, Tara?
I can hear you loud and clear, honey.
Wonderful. I am so sorry about that. I don't know what, you know what, let's just move on. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you can join us. I want to apologize for that mishap, but let's move on.
Not
a
problem.
I hope you guys heard my intro.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to go
over
to the introduction again. I want to do it again because, you know, I want to make sure I give a sister a proper introduction. Tyra LaVonne is a soulful, sultry R&B singer, songwriter, producer, mother, wife, and sister girl. She's from right here from the Washington, D.C. area. DMV's got talent, and Tyra LaVonne certainly got lots of it. Welcome, Tyra. Welcome.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. Can't complain. I cannot complain. How are you?
I'm doing well now that I got you on the line because a sister was over here stressing out. But I'm glad I got you
no,
on.
No, don't stress.
Yeah, you know, it's a live show. I got folks on the line. They want to hear all about you. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right into this. Tyra, go ahead and give the listeners a background on your humble beginnings and how, where and how it all started.
So, let me see. Humble beginnings, where it started. I grew up singing, I guess, you know. People always ask, you know, when did you start singing? I'm like, I don't really remember not singing. My father was a singer, and he was the head of several choirs at our church in the music ministry. So that just kind of pulled me in. And I did a solo, my first solo with my father in church. I believe I was about 11. I might even been younger, but that kind of started it for me. And I always loved to sing, could sing, but really didn't realize I could sing, you know. And from there, it was just writing poems, you know, filling myself out, finding myself pretty much, you know. And as I got older, I began to turn those poems into actual songs. And from there, just, you know, continued on into production and putting music to it and so on and so forth.
Well, when did you write your first song?
Oh, Lord. Oh, goodness. That's a good question.
You don't have to give me the year. Give me an age.
So my first... I was in high school. I was in high school when I literally wrote my first song. I think I was in about ninth or tenth grade when I wrote my first song. It was a love song about my then boyfriend. And, I still have it. I still actually have the song. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I said, did you remember the name of the song that you wrote for your boyfriend?
Called Love Gone Crazy.
Love, okay.
It was called Love Gone Crazy. So, I mean, it was a good song. It didn't mean crazy like bad. It was just, you know, you're young and love is new and you're learning each other. And it was intense because, you know, you were finding out things about yourself that you didn't know, you know, your character, your needs and wants. And we thought we were so in love, and I believe we were, but, you know, it was hectic at times.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm still learning a lot about myself at this age.
Right.
So I totally get it. I just wanted to let the listeners know that that I had an opportunity to promote a show. Me and Kevin Kojo Prince, who's probably listening, if you are, shout out to Kojo, that featured you and two other independent artists, Anissa Hargrove and Karen Lynette. And I must say that I received some wonderful post-show feedback. It was a great show, and each one of you brought your own magic and uniqueness to the stage. But you performed a Gladys Knight song, and you touched the heart of some real diehard Gladys fans that was in the audience that night. So, Tyra, your music is so relatable. It'll have you dancing, shouting, and even crying. I mean, your music is it's so heartfelt, and I know that you write a lot of your music, and you write about your own personal life situations, and what else inspired you?
So everything around me pretty much inspires me. I write all of my music, and it is the things that I see every day, the things I experience, you know, the joys and pains of life, the ups and downs, the ins and outs, and everything in between that. I do write about other people's lives, things I see, you know. I live a very full life. I am blessed indeed. So, you know, people a lot of times see me as the strong one, you know, that doesn't have issues and doesn't, you know, go through, because a lot of times when I do that, I truly do it in private. And my music, I think, reveals the vulnerable Tyra. The Tyra that feels and hurts and loves and wonders and, you know, has fears and second guess and, you know, just lives the normal life that a lot of times people don't see in artists. You know, people think you see somebody on stage and you're like, oh, my God, I wish. And it's like, no, you know, everybody wishes they could do what someone else could do. it'll be a blessed life and a blessed world when people learn to just embrace who they are and be comfortable in their own two shoes. And that's something that I am.
Well, you know what? And it's felt through your music. I mean, your music is so heartfelt. And because we had some technical challenges early on in the show, I want to go ahead. I don't want to hold the listeners up because some folks may have never heard of Tyra Lavaughn. And I want to talk a little bit about this next song that we're about to play. This song absolutely speaks to me in so many different ways, so many positive ways. The song is so motivating. Mm-hmm. Listeners, I just want you to really check out the lyrics. Even though it's a fun song, you're probably going to be two-stepping, but I really want you to check out the lyrics. And then after the song, why don't you call in and vibe with Tyra. Call in and press 1 to talk. So, Tyra, go ahead and introduce your song.
Okay, this song is called Keep Steppin'. It is meant to be just what it will feel like, which is just inspiration to just, you know, live through. No matter what you're going through in life, just live through it. You know, the key word is through. You always get through to the other side. So just no matter what hits you, just keep stepping.
Thank you. All right, Tyra LaVon Chief.
The Smiley J Artist Soul, a platform for and about independent artists, jazz, R&B, neo soul, reggae, and instrumentalists would love to have you on the show. Email the Smiley J Artist Soul at gmail.com for a calendar date. Hurry, dates are filling up fast.
All right, that song, Keep Stepping, Tyra LaVon. As I mentioned, you know, that song is so relatable because we all been there, you know, where, you know, it seems that we have so many obstacles that come our way. You know, you feel like you want to give up, but you just keep stepping. You just keep moving forward into your destiny. Now, I know my hand dancer communities out there, I know that they are loving on this song. And, you know, hopefully you'll add this song to your step list, and y'all maybe choreograph a step or two to the song. So, Tyra, tell me about when you wrote this song. What was going on?
Yeah.
You can give me
so
the short version.
There you go. Short version always sounds good. So many things. I mean, just what the song says, you know, just life. You know, some days, you know, life can just some days feel like such a burden, you know. And then, you know, right now with what we're going through and living through, which I would have never thought in all my life I'd ever experience or see, you know, people are hurting. People are suffering and struggling out here trying to just figure out what tomorrow is going to look like. And, at that point in my life, I think I was just at a place where everything that could go wrong was attempting to go wrong, until I decided to embrace the reality that only that which I allow to be wrong is wrong. You know, I feel like if God ordained something to be in your life, it's meant for a purpose. And once you embrace that, you can kind of get through it a little better. And the other part of it was I had to realize that which I cannot change, I just can't change. That's just it. Nothing to do about it. You know, sitting around crying, moping, complaining about it is not going to change it. If I can't change it, it just can't be changed, and you just have to live with that and go on about your business.
And you know what? And you said something so profound is that, you know, just embrace it. You know, it's life.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know what's going to come our way, but you want to have the resources to pull you through, and that's prayer, meditation, music, you know, whatever that coping thing is, you know, as long as it's not destructive, you know, use
yeah.
it and keep stepping, you know?
Yep. And that's,
I just want to just invite our callers and listeners out there to call in,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you want to comment or, ask Tyra a question. Now's the time. You know, fans, you don't always have this opportunity where you can actually reach out and talk to the artist. So I wanted to create that relaxed platform. So if you are there, please press 1 and, you know, state your name and ask your question.
Yes, chime in.
Do we have anyone in the queue?
Anybody in the queue?
Oh, they out there. Sometimes they be a little shy.
Really?
We'll get them a minute. Well, you know, I'll come back to them. You know, I know that you had a medical procedure that could have possibly changed things for you, you know, for your music career. But God said not so. The world still needs to hear her voice. So tell me some of your thoughts and raw emotions as you were at home recovering from your medical procedure.
Wow. So for some reason, my voice seems to be the sensitive the sensitive spot of my life. And I had a procedure about 5 years ago because I had some irritation on my voice box. I had nodules is what they call them. And she went in to remove the nodules, and it was a success, and everything was great. And then last year, about summertime, I started noticing, I'm sorry, forgive me, I was getting this very irritating hoarseness again. And when I went back to the doctor, pretty much I had developed a small mass under the vocal cord. And it was really awkward because when I went, forgive me, when I went in August, everything was fine. It was, she said she saw a little bit of swelling, but it was nothing major. And when I went back, by the time I went back in December, I had a mass on the right side of my vocal cord, and it was underneath the cord. So that was troubling for her as well as myself because I was noticing I wasn't able to project. And what I feel on stage, I just give, and a lot of that is just in projection. It's me being able to push my heart out, you know, in my music. So I had to get surgery, which happened in January 15th, and it was scary. It was scary. It's been a very scary process. My voice sounded horrible for like 3 months, whereas the last procedure, within about 45 days, I was great. I felt like it was magic. But this procedure was very trying, and the doctor had to remind me over and over again that this injury was a lot worse. It was under the vocal cord, which was different from a surface injury. It was beneath. So I had to literally retrain myself to talk without using pressure in my vocals. Learning again, and I'm still learning. I'm in speech therapy. I have a vocal coach. Learning just how to use the type of voice that I have so that I do not re-injure, because what she told me was a lot of what was wrong with me was it was self-inflicted. And I went to what was considered to be an energy specialist, energy therapy. And what she said to me was, you take a lot on in your spirit, in your life. You carry a lot inside of you, hurts, disappointments, you carry it. And most people don't know my story, so they don't know what I carry. But what she had to explain to me was everything you think in your mind passes through your neck, across your vocals, and goes into your body. And every hurt, everything that you feel inside of your body, whether it's joy, pain, whatever, stress, passes through that same cavity of your neck and goes into your mind. So she said, you take on and carry your stress in your vocal. So,
you have to do some chakra healing. Gotcha.
Yeah, I have decided that nothing and nobody is worth it. And that's just the
Amen.
Space that I'm going to live in. That's the space I'm going to live in. And, you know, like I said, that which I cannot change, I can't change. But my gift means the world to me. And I have a call on my life, but that means I have to walk different.
Well, amen to that. And let me just say that I'm glad that you're back healthy and that you will continue to share your gift with the world, because as I mentioned, and you have a lot of great music, and we're going to talk about that later in the show, but the Keep Stepping for me, it just resonated a lot with me. And I think that as women, we carry a lot. We carry a lot of burden from our significant other, our children, you know, our jobs, our spouses, you know. So we do carry a lot, and we've got to learn how to balance everything out so that we can be valuable to those folks who need us and love us, you know. So I want to go ahead and open the phone lines, though. We do have a caller out there. Caller, are you there?
state your name and your comment or question.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the Smiley J Show.
Hi, this is Miss Twyla.
Hi there.
Tyra, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I'm sorry.
This is Miss Twyla in Chambersburg.
Hi. Oh, my goodness.
I just want to say I'm so proud of you, honey.
Oh, hello.
I am so proud of you.
When stuff like this happens, y'all, it messes my emotions up. So, Miss Twyla, for people who are listening, was one of my mother's best friends, like my auntie. And she's the mother of my godbrother. And I have not heard from or talked to her in years. So when people like this reach out, it is so very emotional for me. And I appreciate you calling. I really
yes,
do.
Yes, honey.
Oh,
wow.
Take care and just have faith in the Lord, honey, and you'll be okay.
Thank you, sweetie.
Wow,
okay.
Thank you so much for listening and calling in. Wow. That's
yes.
Wonderful.
Wow. Wow.
And I love you, baby.
Oh, I love you, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let me keep it together. I got a few minutes left on this show. That is beautiful.
Yes.
That's beautiful. And you hadn't talked to her in years? Wow.
Years.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, that's one of my mom's closest friends. You know, they grew up together. So amazing. That's funny. That
wow.
It would take somebody to make me cry.
Yeah.
So for y'all that don't know, I'm a whole big crybaby, whole big emotional.
That's
why I can write. I can write from my emotions.
Yes. You
right.
know what? And that's a good thing because you make some wonderful songs. So I'm gonna go ahead to
Thank
the next
you,
caller because we got some folks out there. Hi, state your name and your question and or comment.
Hello, this is Candace from DC. How are you guys doing today?
Good evening, Candy.
Good.
How you doing?
Great. Got a question for you. How do you stay, I'm sure with all this downtime that we've had, I'm sure you've been busy writing, but how do you stay motivated?
Ooh. So that's an interesting question, but a great one. I stay motivated really by just reminding myself that I have a call, you know, that, and, you know, I used to always say it's not just music, it's a movement. I want to change your life. So I have those moments like everybody else that I don't feel like writing. I don't even want to listen to me. A lot of times, to be honest with you, I don't even listen to music. Most of the times I'm listening to my word because I always say my word keeps me from going to jail. When people push those, you know, people can push your button. So
right.
I listen to my word most of the time, but my word also keeps me fortified. It keeps me rooted. So a lot of times I don't listen to music because, one, my vocal coach told me I can't listen to music because it makes me sing in my head and overwork my vocals, which I'm supposed to be resting. But what keeps me motivated is the thought of getting back on that stage and seeing all of you smiling and enjoying and feeling and taking it all in. That's honestly what keeps me motivated is just the feeling that I get when I hit that stage and open my mouth and I can just see people transforming. That's really what pushes me to keep going.
Okay. Well, know that we will be here when you completely heal, and we support you and we love you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And thank you for calling in, Candace, and enjoy the rest of your evening. I think we got a few more callers. I'm not going to be able to take them all, but I certainly want to open it up because these are new folks that potential new fans that's calling in. Next caller, state your name and your question and comment. Hi, you there?
Let me find out these
okay.
people chicken. Y'all chicken?
Yeah.
If we can't see you,
go ahead. Go ahead, press one and state your name and ask your question. I'm going to give you 5 seconds and I'm going to move on.
All right, Burns.
Okay.
Is this like the Gong Show? Can we go?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. How you doing? There you go. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is R.C. Brown, all the way from the
DMV. I was going to say, that's Russell Brown.
From where? Where are you from, Mr. Brown?
I live right near the DMV area, so I'm not too
far.
Well,
welcome. Welcome, Mr. Brown. Thank you for listening. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Thank you so much. Well, cousin, I love you so much. It's good to hear you on in this platform. And my question to you is, as you prepare and gear up to release your next project, Chronicles of Life, given the season that we're in and this global pandemic and the requirements around social distancing, which may be around us for a while, how do you envision sort of coming out with this project? What type of ideas are you sort of sharing or processing?
It's funny you would ask me that, because I have been thinking, and I keep asking this question to everybody: what is our new norm going to be? What is the new norm going to be for music platforms, music venues who are packed, wall to wall with people dancing, laughing, partying, drinking, just enjoying and just celebrating? I can't honestly say that I know what that's going to look like. But for me, anyone who's seen my show knows that, I like to keep it light, but I also like to bring it heavy. I like to come in the door with a message. My goal is always to have a message in my music. And right now, I just feel like at this point, we just, one, have to remember that we're humans. No matter what is going on, COVID should not take away the reality that, we're humans. We can't begin to act like animals and be rude to one another and inconsiderate to one another, because, we are in a time of fear. A lot of people, everyone is just afraid because we have so much uncertainty. So to say what the platform or the venue will be whenever I hit the stage again, I can't say that. But what I can tell you is the atmosphere will be full of love. The spirit will be in the building. The excitement, the hype from just being, in that aura will be in the building. And to me, that changes. That changes the atmosphere. That's all that matters. It brings the enjoyment into the music when you come and you bring your full self.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Looking forward
thank
to
you,
it.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Brown, for calling
you,
in.
Honey.
Keep listening. Now, Tyra, I just want to say this. But this is actually not to you. This is actually to the listening audience. We heard Chief Stephen tonight, but let me just tell you from experience. To hear Tyra's music is not the same as attending a live Tyra Levon concert. So whenever we get back to some normalcy, if that ever happens, I want to encourage you to attend a live concert. Make sure you check her out up close and personal so you can experience what I experienced and what other concert goers have experienced at a Tyra Levon concert. And make sure you download her music. I mean, you just heard Keith Stephan. I mean, she's got a lot of music out there. So make sure you check her out. And Tom, I'm going to give you a chance to tell them where to follow you on social media. But we got one more call. And I want to give that one caller a chance to reach out to you. I hear a lot of background noise. I don't know if that's on your end. Just mute your phone. Caller, are you there? State your name and ask your question and or comment.
Yes, hello.
Hi, welcome. Your name?
Hey. Yes, my name is Irvin Goodall. Tyler know me from way, way back. Hello,
oh,
Tyler.
All your folks calling.
And
oh,
my
God.
Is,
see, they trying to mess my emotions up.
I love you, girl. You know it. But anyway,
oh,
my question is, what motivated you and what were you thinking when you wrote your song, Testify? That's my favorite. And I would like to just hang up and listen to your answer to that question. Thank you, Tyra, and I love you, okay? My family loves you.
I love you, too. I love you, too.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Great question.
So, wow. Y'all playing with my emotions tonight. Trying to get my thoughts together. So, testimony. It was a song that I wrote amidst really actually trying to close out a chapter of my life that it was kind of painful. You know, sometimes you go through things in life and you have to put them in their proper perspective. And the people that know me know that when I love you, I love you. You know what I mean? I love you hard. I love you unconditionally. I will go to war for you and will give you anything that I can, you know, to make your life better. But when you hurt me, it cuts deep. And as I've grown and matured, I've learned how to navigate through the disappointments that come with just people trying to figure out who they are and not realizing who they are to you. And therefore sometimes, you know, unbeknownst to them, they may do things that hurt you or just really just throw you for a loop. And testimony is about that. It speaks to, you know, my story, the fact that, you know, I buried my mother and father, 5.5 months apart in 2005, 1 year. I watched my mother suffer and die from cancer, and then I came home to find my father dead, just deceased, gone, you know. A few years later, I buried my sister, my grandmother, my brother, just literally back to back, you know. So my family suffered a lot of loss, and a lot of those losses were up close and personal for me. And then to have things going on in your inner circle with your friends and your family members, it just all kind of, you know what I mean? It's very jarring. And testimony was my story of basically how, in my opinion, you know, you have to find yourself in your situations. And what I did was, I had to sit back and realize that I was comfortable with what I had done. I was at peace with Tyra's role, and I just had to give it to God, you know. And testimony basically is that. It's my testimony. It's the story of how God showed me, and then he showed me the way, you know. And it was a freeing song. It was produced by my cousin Alton Jackson and Siobhan Jackson. And we just had a good time recording it. It was very emotional. I just remember being in the studio and just crying because I said something about still holding on. And that was a song that I sung growing up that my father loved. And it just had to be in the song. And my cousin was like, oh, no, not the holding on. And I'm just like, this song is going to be what I want it to be. And I just, you know, I push. But if you listen to the song, you can hear I put my heart and soul in that. So that's it.
Yeah. I heard the song, and I would encourage the listeners to check it out. I know HUR plays it. It's a beautiful song. And I just want to say that, you know, you never know what a person is going through. I mean, we all have a testimony, but you never know what a person is going through. And just, you know, I don't want to be preachy, but I just want to say, remember to be kind to that person in line, that person at the gas station. You don't know. They could have just suffered the loss. But I'll segue back to testimony. Make sure you check that out. Tyra, I knew this was going to happen. We got 10 short minutes. I know you got some new music coming out. I want you to tell us the name of your new song you got coming out, and I also want you to tell the listeners on where they can follow you on social media.
So, sorry. The new CD is called Chronicles of Life, and it's just that. It's just, it's the chronicles of everyone's life, you know, what we go through, the joys, the happiness. And you know, Chronicles of Life is about, you know, testimony was just that. It was me bearing my soul, you know, me being out on faith and doing something that I wanted to do for years. You know, let me just say this, and I say this because prayerfully someone is listening who has a dream, something they want to do. And my friends can attest to the fact that for years I was afraid to release my music because I know that my style is not really traditional, you know, in the sense of what I do. A lot of people always say, oh, it's like a gospel undertone. And I'm like, because I'm not a bubblegum writer. You know, I want to write about life. I want to write about the classroom of life. You know, the lessons that we learn and the things we go through and everything. I believe that life is literally that. It's the classroom. And you go from A to B to C to D, and you master it on level one. And when you master it, I believe God elevates you to level two. But if you fail, you're going to go back around that classroom again and again in different ways and areas of your life until you get it mastered, because that is how we step up and we have a strong foundation. I remember when I went through that back in, you know, 2015, 2004, and I know what I did to get through it. So now I'm going through it in 2020. I just got to remember that I came through it in 2015. So
that's right.
Chronicles of Life, yeah, you know, testimony again was just the bearing of a soul. How do you set your soul free? You know, and it's really just about being honest with yourself. And in all honesty, there was a major push in my life when one of my best girlfriends lost her nephew. And I promised myself that if I didn't do anything else, life is too short, and I was going to do this in his honor. I was going to release this music and not be afraid. And I did it. So the continuum from there is just, again, it is giving people the tools to just live better, just enjoy yourself. You know, music, I think, should be relaxed and it should be freeing. And I love when I watch people listen to and enjoy my music. So my prayer is that Chronicles of Life will give the same feel.
Well, tell us real quick. We got a few minutes because I want to ask you. I want to make sure that you tell people where they can follow you and reach out. If they want a book or hire you, can you give them your social media?
All the social media is just my name, Tyra Levon. It's pronounced Levon, like an A, not Levon or Levon A. as generous HUR made me Tyra Levon A. I appreciate it. But yes, it's Tyra Levon on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook. I am not tweeting yet. I'm barely keeping up with Facebook and Instagram, so I will not be tweeting. If you want to reach out to me, you can get on my website, www.tyralevone.com. The email is on there. There's information on there about how to reach out to me for bookings. And pretty much that's it. And the new music is coming soon. So I have song with Bob Baldwin, who's a phenomenal jazz artist, called Changes.
Yes, he is.
And,
yeah, I'm excited.
Plenty of collaborations. So I have a song on there called I Like It, which is another collaboration with a rap artist, and I'll let you all hear that when it comes. But it's plenty of new changes.
So that means you got to come back.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Tyra, you know, for the sake of time, you know, we got to pay some bills around here. I want to thank you for joining me tonight in the Artist Zone. And real quickly, when can we expect to hear this new song, your new music? When is it going to drop? Because I definitely want to bring you back and play some of your music here.
So I don't want to give a hard drop because I'm really still in the midst of trying to figure out how this is all going to look with the situation we're in now with COVID. So, but I am in the process of planning a small release of some encouragement on Mother's Day, in memory of my own mother and a girlfriend of my mother who just recently passed. And we called her Mother, but her name was Shirley Goodall. So I am releasing a song called Things Will Get Better. And
okay,
that is set to be on Mother's Day. It's a live release. So I'm working on that, praying that it all will come through. But we will see. And as far as Chronicles of Life, I will. And Chronicles of Life, I'm praying, will be out by June 1. My goal is June 1, but at some point it'll be in June. Let's just say that.
We know how it is. We're not gonna hold you to it, but what I am gonna hold you to is coming back on the Smiley J Artist Zone and bring some of that good music. And I wanna thank you tonight for dropping through, and I'm so glad that you're back and you're healthy and you're sharing your gift with the world. And I normally don't end on other people's song, I normally end on my logo, my jingle. But because Keep Stepping is so near and dear to me, and I want to encourage anybody out there who's listening and you're going through, we feel you, keep stepping, hold on. Tyra, peace and blessings to you. Much love.
Thank you. Appreciate you, sweetie. Love you.
Starting up my music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.